easy ways to boost up your soloing. We happen to be doing the tune Little Wing. One way is you do simple rhythmic ideas and repeat them. All right, I'm going to demonstrate. All I'm going to do is do a simple rhythmic idea and then keep repeating it, or do a new one and repeat it throughout the whole form. All in an E minor pentatonic, so please play chords. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sort of logical, because there was a theme. There was a theme, and I kept milking the theme until I got sick of it. I moved on to a new theme. So listen back to that.
Put a little fuzz on it, and that was something.
Yeah, right? The second way, this is a little more advanced, harmonic. That was rhythmic. This is harmonic. Playing around with Little Wing, you can use pentatonics, different pentatonics, over the entire progression. Yes, it's all in E minor, so you can use E minor like I just demonstrated. But you could also, there's a subtle interplay of pentatonic. So for those who know your theory, the G major chord goes with the E minor. Those are brother and sister. They're relative minor of each other. So you can use E minor pentatonic over the E minor, and that's the same scale as the G major pentatonic over the G chord. So you don't have to change there. You play all E minor pentatonic. Please hang on. All right. Does that make sense what I just said so far? You can use all E minor pentatonic over the first two chords, E minor and G. Over the next chord, A minor, you can actually switch to the A minor pentatonic if you dare. Wherever you are playing E minor pentatonic, you can switch to, right? And then that'll cover that. Now you're back at E minor, you're back in E minor pentatonic. B minor, you switch to B minor pentatonic. Wherever you are, if you can get there. And then you're back to A minor pentatonic. And that covers the C chord too, because that's the relative major of A minor pentatonic, so you don't have to switch there. When you go to the G chord, you can do E minor pentatonic, which is the same as G major pentatonic. And if you dare, you can, well, over the F chord, you can play D minor pentatonic or F major pentatonic, same thing. And then the C major chord is A minor pentatonic or C major pentatonic, same thing. And over the D chord, you can play B minor pentatonic, the relative minor of D, or D major pentatonic, depending on which way you prefer. If you know your major pentatonics, you can think the roots of the chords. If you don't, you have to think the relative minor. So demonstrating that, ready? So I'm going to play only pentatonics pertaining to the chords. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. But in small doses, you can try different pentatonics over different chords. I mean, I wouldn't suggest starting with a tune like this where it's all over the place. Just start with like two chords, like E minor and A minor, and groove on those. Like, say you do, make it easy for yourself, like four bars at a time. Like, everybody do it right now. I'll comp E minor for four whole bars, and then A minor for four whole bars. See if you can switch from one pentatonic to the other without changing position. You might have to. Some of you might have to, in which case you just two, three, four.
Doing E minor.
Here comes A minor, three, four. For four. And back to E minor. That's pretty doable for most of you guys. Very good. Like maybe the next step would be you do an E minor blues where you're playing nothing but A minor, and B minor in the form of the blues, of course, and then you're using the pentatonic for each chord as you go along. That could be a next step. And then you could build your way up to a tune like this where it changes frequently. This is why, one of the reasons why Little Wing is so, one of the reasons that it's so famous is because, like, it's interesting harmonically too, you know. There's subtleness. Subtleness. Is the real word?